The word today is imitate. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. God wants us to be like Him, to imitate Him. But how do we accomplish this seemingly impossible task? Here to teach us how we can become more like God is Pastor Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Imitate.
The Bible teaches us that we are to be imitators of God. From Paul's letter to the Ephesians in chapter 5, he says, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." There is a very strong connection there where Paul talks about we are to do just as Jesus did and give ourselves up for God. We're going to spend some time thinking about that. What is involved with this giving yourself up for God and being an imitator of God? The first thing I want to think about is the fact that this does not mean become fake. When someone discusses a copy of something, it doesn't mean fake. At least that's not what is meant in the biblical text here. Paul is not saying put on a veneer, put on a shell of Christianity and spirituality so that everyone that looks at you thinks that you're really religious. That's not what's going on here at all. In fact, those kind of individuals that are faking their faith, you can tell that if you just scratch the surface, if you find them in trouble or hardship, suddenly they turn very worldly in their thinking. And really, they are not solidly through and through trusting in the Lord God. Or you might see them acting in very hypocritical ways where they only practice their faith when they are found in Christian circles, but then revert right back to ungodliness when they think no one is looking. So we definitely are not thinking about becoming fake, but we definitely are considering being copycats, where we will try our level best to do exactly as Christ did, and as we'll see also as other Christians do, that it's good to try to copy these things that other believers do. Whenever I think about this phrase, being an imitator of God, I always go back to my science classes. I think it was in high school or college. I learned about mimicry. Mimicry is the condition in nature where one animal will mimic another, or a feature of an animal possibly will also mimic another one. The one case that is pretty classic in this regard is the viceroy butterfly. The viceroy looks like a teeny little monarch butterfly. Now, the monarch is a beautiful orange and black butterfly, and it is so glorious looking, but I guess that birds don't like the way the monarch butterfly tastes because it seems like they don't get eaten by the birds. Well, here comes the viceroy butterfly, which I don't know how they test these things, but supposedly viceroy butterflies are pretty tasty to birds, but they don't get eaten because they look exactly, almost exactly like the monarch butterfly. Well, in the same way, we are supposed to mimic. We are supposed to try to be as close to Christ as we can. So we need to observe him and do what he does. Now, one of the things that's interesting here is the thought, how can we as creatures mimic God? Jesus is divine. He's the Son of God. How are we, sinful human creatures, supposed to imitate God? That just seems like such an impossible request. But if we think about it for a minute, it's not on the same level as God suggesting that we do something that's completely out of reach for us. For example, if we were to try to suggest to a dog, imitate me, do exactly as I do, the dog would probably stare at us with a blank expression because the dog does not have the capacity, doesn't have the ability to mimic what we do. Oh, people can train dogs to do one or two cute, fancy tricks like opening a latch to open a door, things like that, but that is not really imitating a human. In the same way, God wants us to imitate him, but instead of staring at him with a blank expression, we can have a level of comprehension and understanding because God has made us in his image. To be made in the image of God is to be made like God in many respects. First and foremost, that we have a spiritual connection with him so that we can follow what he says to us and what his desires for us are. And then secondly, he's given us a mind that can grasp these spiritual concepts so that we can choose or we can elect to do what God wants us to do. So it is fairly straightforward for us when we observe Jesus Christ to try to do similar. Because when Jesus goes and ministers to other people, when he tries to teach them, when he tries to minister to their needs, when he fights against injustice, or he fights against hypocrisy. Those are things we can all do. It's not beyond our ability. God has given us the means to do this. And so when the Lord asks us to imitate him, he wants us to show the same kind of love and fellowship and attitude that Jesus has. Paul, when he is talking to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 11, he says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. It's kind of like a game of follow the leader. Maybe you've played that game before where someone sets the pace and they lead you on a course and everyone else has to follow in line and do what the leader does. Well, Paul is saying that spiritually we are playing a game of follow the leader. Jesus sets the pattern or the example for us, and we are to follow him. Paul is talking about Jesus as the one who has suffered and died for us, the one who gave himself for us. And in several respects, we are to imitate Jesus, like, for instance, the way that Jesus worshiped. We see that Christ, even though he was the Son of God, even though he is flawless, he shows up at worship. We see him in Capernaum in the synagogue, and he's reading from the text of Isaiah. He's involved in worship. Why would the Son of God have to do this? If Jesus is perfect, he wouldn't need to honor the Father. And instead, we see that Jesus is very willing to give of his time in worship. He wants to connect with God the Father. This is a great example for us. I don't think any one of us can claim to be perfect as Christ was. So we should follow his example that he sets for us, that we are to draw near to the Lord and to have fellowship with our other believers. Another thing that Jesus does is he goes into lonely places to pray and to meditate. He gets away in order to refresh his spirit. And this is something that we should copy as well. When he does this, he is not doing Eastern meditation. Eastern meditation says that you should turn your mind off, that you try to reduce your thinking down to the lowest level so that you somehow become more like a tree or a rock. And that's why many times chants and things are like this are used in order to stop the thinking process and slow the brain, as it were. Well, Christianity is just the opposite. God made us in His image, and part of being in the image of God is to connect with Him and converse with Him. And that's why we read the Scriptures when we meditate, and that's why we pray and talk with God and try to listen for clues and indications of how He's guiding us and leading us. That's the kind of meditation that Jesus practiced, and it's the kind that we should practice as well. A great example, the one that Paul is talking about in Ephesians 5 when he talks about Jesus giving Himself up for us, suffering and dying for us, is that just as Jesus ministered to others and was sacrificial regarding His time and His energy and His love, so also we are to be. This is the single greatest aspect of trying to copy Jesus, and it is the most difficult because there will be people that we will not get along with. There will be individuals that hate us. There will be individuals that will attack us and mock us, and still we are, as Christ did, to love these individuals. We are to give of our time. We are to give of our money. We are to give of our energy. And this is sacrifice for the sake of love. When we do those things, we become the most like Jesus. And of course it's challenging. Now, we can look at other Christians and learn habits from them, like maybe we enjoy the way someone prays. Well, don't get envious of it. Take that habit, make it your own, and learn from someone else to pray to God. Also, watch the way someone else serves others and humbles themselves and puts others first. Take that. Make that part of your Christian practice. In the end, God wants to make you and your faith into like a beautiful stained glass window with all the different habits and practices that you have discovered in others, and you want to bring them into your own faith walk. And your beautiful faith will shine because it's a reflection of Jesus Christ, as Paul said, who gave Himself up for us. In the same way, mimic Jesus, imitate Jesus in selfless love given to others.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Joy. Joy is a short word study in the fourth chapter of Philippians. If you enjoyed Pastor Schrader's message today, you'll appreciate having this booklet on this important topic. So write today for your free copy of Joy. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.